At the Vatican, some conservative cardinals are complaining about a 3-week meeting, a synod, to discuss challenges to the modern family. In a letter to Pope Francis, leaked to the media, 13 of them say new rules for that meeting leave them at a disadvantage and could lead to what they describe as predetermined results on disputed issues. As NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports, the Vatican has denounced the leak.
The letter was leaked Monday, a week after the Pope got it. 5 of the 13 cardinals have since denied they signed the letter. And today, Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi tried to put the controversy to rest.
It's not surprising. Observations and doubts were expressed about the new synod rules, but once they've been established, the synod fathers must apply them in the best possible way.
Pope Francis had urged the bishops to speak freely and not be afraid of disagreeing with him. Father Thomas Rees, senior analyst for the National Catholic Reporter, says the Pope got what he asked for, with conservatives speaking boldly.
Which is kind of ironic. They're saying that it's being manipulated and pre-programmed, when in point of fact, all of the synods since the Second Vatican Council were manipulated and programmed, but by the conservatives.
Francis addressed conservatives' concerns on day 2 of the synod, stressing that church teaching on marriage has not changed. Austin Ivory, author of a recent book on Pope Francis, says with new rules, the synod is going very well.
This is a much more open model. It's a process, it's an authentic process of decision-making and discernment in the church.
The Pope says Ivory is calling for creative new thinking about the pastoral application of doctrine.
New language, new methods, new strategies that meet the challenge of the contemporary age. It's a deliberately uncertain and open process.
Father Rees says the key issue at the synod is whether to grant communion to divorced and remarried Catholics, a doctrinal change firmly opposed by conservatives.
In a sense, we're having the same fights here as we had at Vatican II. The basic fight is over what can the church change and what can it not change.
Rees points out that the groundbreaking Second Vatican Council in the 1960s effectively changed doctrine that had been in place for centuries. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.